Hey, 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 my friends. Welcome back to Moonshot Entrepreneur to another episode. I hope you're having a lot of fun. As entrepreneurs, I know when I was starting out, it was a lot of fun. I just love solving difficult problems, and maybe you are also that way, maybe you're not, but for me, finding a solution to really hard problems is fun, and I love to do these things, but there also comes a moment where you wonder whether what you do is really getting you to the end, getting you to the goal. How can you build confidence as you're starting out, whether what you're doing is enough as an entrepreneur, whether success will come, or whether you're just doing a lot of things, hustling hard, but do these activities really contribute to the end goal that we are trying to achieve, or is it not? And especially when you are starting out, it can be hard to build the kind of confidence that you need without having blinders on. And this is what today's episode is going to be about. I'm going to give you an entrepreneur starter kit with four must-dos and must-haves that will ensure that you are on the right track. And basically, these are four questions that you can answer and that will show you where you're standing on achieving your goals. Do you have what it takes to make this business successful? You'll find that out by the end of this episode. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. So you are starting out, you have a business and you're having a lot of fun, but you see only slow growth, or even worse, you see no growth at all. So what do you do? Well, you tell yourself that it's kind of normal that things are sort of slow in the beginning and need to pick up, but will they really ever pick up? It won't pick up if you don't master the basics I'm about to share with you today, because let me tell you, I know people who have thought that their business will be a success and they've been really busy doing all the things, but it turns out they were doing and focusing on the wrong things and not on the essentials. And hence, even though they had a really super great, awesome solution, nobody bought their solution. Even though they were really awesome, wonderful people, personable people, they were not able to sell their services because they did not focus on the basics. And I don't want you guys to end up there. So today I'm going to share with you the four basics for success. And by the way, these are four questions that will reveal and make it pretty easy to find out where you stand on your journey. They will make it easy for you to measure whether you are on the right way to success or whether you are actually nowhere near that. So if you have these four basic questions in place, or the answers to these four basic questions in place, I promise you that you have what it takes to make your business successful. So let's start. What's question number one? Question number one is, do you have a spark with your audience? Do you have a spark with your audience? And what do I mean by that? By that, I mean that you need to pair empathy and analytics. It's not just all about empathy, and it's not just all about analytics. You need to find the right mix. First and foremost, you need to know who you are serving. Who are you serving? And please don't tell me that you are serving 60 years old people in America. You need to be more specific about your audience. What kind of people? Are you serving people, active retirees? Are you serving people, elderly people who are taking care of their grandchildren? You have to be very specific about your audience, and you have to know them. You can't just make them up because you have seen them on a TV ad. You actually need to know the real people behind the audience. You need to know at least 5 to 10 people who fall into that demographic that you are trying to serve, and you must have talked to them, because if you haven't, you don't know them. You're just having assumptions that have not been tested yet. So that is the first thing. And then also you need to love their problems. What is their fundamental problem, including the constraints that they are trying to solve? If you do not understand it, you are truly not fit to serve them because you don't even know what the problem is. You need to know what their hurts, their pains, their wants are, and also what their constraints are. Maybe they want more time, but their constraint is that they do not have the money to fund those kind of free or to create that kind of freedom. Also, don't offer cheap solutions and quick fixes to your audience. You really need to know what they already are trying. And you can only know by asking them, how are they trying to solve the problem at the moment? How are they going about it at the moment? What have they tried? And don't just assume, just because there are solutions on the market, that they use that solution. Sometimes people use really crazy things to solve a problem. Let's say you hurt your knee. I mean, there are people who go to the doctor for that. There are people who put on, I don't know, who go to a healer. There are people who just ignore the problem altogether and try to, you know, not to walk that much. There are different solutions to different problems, and you need to understand what solutions your specific person already has used, what their experience with it was, and whether that solution is much better than what you're trying to offer. If it's easier, cheaper, and better than what you're trying to offer, you are not going to stand a chance. And also, you need to acknowledge their unique story. Never, really, I cannot stress this hard enough. Never patronize people. Don't equate your story with their story. Maybe their story is totally different. Just because you have hurt your knee playing football doesn't mean that another person who has hurt their knee has the same story. Maybe they are not a sports person at all. Maybe they hurt their knee because they were taking their dog out for a walk. And you need to acknowledge that this is really robbing them of the opportunity to go out, to connect with different people, to play with their dog. And that is an entirely different situation than a person who was planning to play the NFL and planning to, put in all their life energy into being able to do that and hurting their knee in that during that process. So you need to acknowledge their unique story and to understand where they come from in order to create a spark with your audience. And so there is not just empathy, but there is also the piece of analytics. And this is where people often get it wrong. They just talk to a bunch of people and think they know what to offer them. And this is where people can get off track. So always make sure that you have a spark with your audience and that you pair empathy and analytics. The second question that will reveal whether you are going to make it is, do you have a tried and tested solution? And to get to a tried and tested solution, you have to ask like 5 people totally unrelated to you, totally not your friends, because what the problem with people are who love you is that they will sugarcoat things for you. And you don't need a sugar-coated feedback about your solution. You need to talk to people about their problem, but then also give them your solution to try to find out whether that is really a solution at all. And I know that you can go into, you know, creating a really difficult product that needs machines and all that kind of stuff just to give it to them to try it out. But that's why we talk about prototypes. Can you recreate the experience? Can you make a paper prototype? Can you simplify the story to make them see how your solution would work? Because if you do, and they feel that this is a solution, they will tell you. If they feel it is not a solution, they will hopefully tell you that too. And by the way, don't go to all lengths into explaining your solution and into praising your solution for them. Just give it to them and see whether they will intuitively know how to apply that solution, how to use it. And then you will also see maybe the misunderstandings that are entailed in the design of your thing that you have, that you're offering, and that will get you further. So invest time to not just come up with a solution, have the great spark, that great idea, but make sure that your solution will hold up in practice. Let it be tried, let it be tested, learn from the feedback, improve it, and over time you will have a much better solution fitting the right kind of problem. So you need to find the problem solution fit pretty fast if you want to be a great entrepreneur. This is the basic of entrepreneurship. Let me give you an example here once again. Let's say you love making lemonade and you just want to sell lemonade. So what you do is you set up a little store right in front of your house on your lawn and you try to sell it, just like in the good old days. And then you randomly sell it to some people who come by. And maybe a couple of people will, of course, come and buy your solution, buy your drink. But if you put in the effort to speak to the people who come to buy about learning when they would be wanting lemonade, you might discover that the time that they most crave to have lemonade is not just a sunny day, but is when they are mowing their lawn. So now you can really adapt your solution, and instead of, you know, having your little store on your lawn, you just try to figure out when they typically mow their lawn, and then you have little bottles of lemonade. You go from door to door, so to speak, and you have a special sale going on special days when it's typical on weekends, for example. So here you have understood the problem, you have understood when they crave the solution the most, and you adapt your solution so that you are able to make more sales. So I hope this little example brought it across to you how having a spark with your audience leads then to have a solution, an improved solution, and then you bring that bottle of lemonade to your customer, and then they try it, they drink it, they tell you it's nice, you speak a little bit more, and suddenly they tell you, you know, I really love the idea of you bringing me the drink. I just wished that it had a little straw in it because I want to drink it while I'm driving the lawnmower. And so that would be really helpful. And you go, hey, this is an idea I would have never had myself. Thank you. I will implement it. You implement it, you change it around, and then you have a better solution that is tried and tested, not just by this guy, but by five other people. And so you are able to really do a better job at serving your community and your customer. Now, these are two parts only of what it takes to be a great entrepreneur. There are two other parts that most people overlook. And this is what we address in question 3 and 4. The third question is, have you streamlined your operations? And with streamlined your operations, I mean, would you be able to serve your customer if you had double the sales, if you had half of the time available? Because when we think from the operations side, we need to make sure that the time slots we have, that they would work even if they were cut in half. I agree. At some point, you will reach the point where it's not possible to cut it in half anymore. But most of the time, as you are starting out especially, you are certainly able to cut it in half if you are more organized. Do you have committed time slots to work? Are you making sure that there are no distractions, or just because an email comes in, do you just interrupt your entire operations? Take an honest look at your operations week by week. How are you doing? Are we improving? Are we improving from week to week? Because only if you are you able to make more money, because you're keeping cost low and you are increasing your profit. And those who have a profit are ultimately entrepreneurs. If you do not have profit over a certain period of time, you are just cannibalizing whatever investment you have made in the first place to get this business running. So don't be wasteful with your resources. Always look at the operational side. And then finally, the final question is, how comfortable are you with marketing and sales? How comfortable are you with marketing and sales? Now, you might tell me, hey, what does this have to do with my business? Let me tell you, marketing and sales are the basic essentials that you need to master. Even if your operations is a little bit, you know, floppy or faulty, you can make up for that. But if your marketing and sales are faulty, you are going to pay big time, because why do you have an entrepreneurship? You do not have it just to solve difficult problems. You are there to make money. And if you're not making any money, you are doing a huge disservice to yourself and to the people who put money in this business in the first place. So you need to be comfortable with marketing and sales. And this will not happen overnight, especially if you are an introvert, especially if you are not good with words, or if you feel that you are not good with words. But often people are much better than they think. The problem is only that they do not practice the stuff they need to do. You need to practice your pitch. You need to practice asking people for money for the services you provide. You need to practice having ads out, telling others casually about your services. This is part of entrepreneurship. If you do not master this area, you are setting yourself up for failure. So these are the 4 basic questions that you need to answer for yourself, that also at the same time help you measure whether you are on the way to success, and that will vet you from falling into the hustling harder trap without running into the right direction. You are actually doing yourself a huge disservice if you are not looking at these 4 questions and then making sure that your business is set up in a healthy way. So once again, let me wrap this up. The 4 questions are, do you have a spark with your audience? Do you have a tried and tested solution? Have you streamlined your operations? And are you comfortable with marketing and sales? And if you are failing in any of these areas, chances are that you are setting yourself up for failure. By the way, I think I didn't tell you that if you are not comfortable with marketing and sales, the simplest way to do that is by practice. So practice your speech, your pitch, try writing it out, practice it with your friends and your family. This is where you can bring, by the way, your guys in to make sure that people understand what you're saying. Also, test your pitch on your customers, on your audience. You will find out what works and what doesn't, and you will be able to adapt. And this is the only way you can learn. And If you're listening to me right now and wondering how to start, where to start, it all sounds nice, but you still feel not really confident of taking those steps and would like me to walk you through this journey, do reach out to me. As you know, I do offer jumpstart coaching sessions for entrepreneurship so that you can improve your entrepreneur journey, that you can have the right strategies and the right systems in place to make this business a success. And the great news is that right now I have an Easter promotion going on for my coaching sessions. So if you book a coaching session with me before the 31st of March, you will get a super affordable deal. The coaching session will only cost $97. That's about 30% off from the regular price. So run and hurry. How it works is we will set up a Zoom session and we'll look at your current situation, and you will walk away with a great outcome, which is we will come up with realistic goals to make progress in one area of your business. This can be goal setting, this can be finding customer, this can be the financial setup of your business, or finding the time and space and money to even do this if you are doing this part-time or as a work-from-home mom or as a solopreneur. There are systems that I can give you that will make this really fun and easy for you to implement. I will give you a step-by-step plan with the realistic first steps that you need to take, but that also match the bandwidth that you have to invest into this business. And we will set up a simple system to measure and ensure your progress in this endeavor. So reach out to me. You can book a coaching session by shooting me an email. The email address is support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. And you will find the email address also below in the description. I can't wait to work with you and to make sure that your business is a huge success. So reach out to me, profit from the Easter promotion, and secure your coaching spot. So friends, I hope this episode blessed you and helped you in some way. If it did, also please consider leaving a review for me. You can leave a review for me over on Apple Podcast. Just scroll almost all the way down until you see the purple colored write a review link. Click the link, send me a review, and also don't forget to hit the subscribe button. I am so blessed and so happy to read each and every review. So this is the best favor you could do me. If you want to bless me, just send me a review. Okay, friends, and now stay wrapped up in Christ's love. Until next time. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.